We're up to Posuk Dalet in Perek Beis. Heviani al Beis Hayoyin.
That sounds good.
V'digloi olai av. Okay. Heviani al Beis Hayoyin. He brought me into the Beis Hayayin. So Rashi says that was the Ohel Moed. Shishom nitnu prote ubi u proteo ubi ureho shel toira. Yeah, that it's interesting, according to Rashi, that he brought me into the Beis Hayayin. So what's the Beis Hayayin? It's the Ohel Moed. Why? Yayin yisamach levav enosh, right? Yayin is supposed to be that which causes man's heart to become happy. What's Beis Hayayin referred to, Rashi says? He brought me into the Ohel Moed. Shishom, why is the Ohel Moed the source of happiness? Shishom nitnu proteho ubi ureho shel toira. If we want to know what brings happiness in life, it's the proteho ubi ureho, the details and the explanations, the biurim, the clarifications of the Torah. That's
why does Shomach call it the Beis Hayayin?
What? I guess that's the moshul. Well, I guess in the relationship between the chosen and kala, when they drink, they get a little happier. They get a little, it does something for expanding the relationship, at least on a physical or on a superficial level.
We're not talking.
Okay, talking about that.
No, but seriously,
I don't know. But look, okay. Listen, we're learning the Sipurnu now. Okay. Anyway, no, I don't know, but that seems to be the so the Sipurnu, that's Rashi. Sipurnu says, "Heviani al Beis Hayayin el Eretz Yisrael." He refers to Beis Hayayin as Eretz Yisrael. Again, the place of Yayin. I assume Yayin is a place of Simcha. He's talking about bringing us to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the ultimate Mokum Simcha. You know what I heard once from Rabbi Moshe Chait? Very beautiful vort. Says, in Chutz La'aretz, the din is that the Kohanim are only Oile L'duchen on Yontif in Musaf. And I think the Nisei Kelim and Shulchan Aruch, the Mogen Avraham, I think, says, why in Musaf? Because you're almost going out to make Kiddush. The Simcha is greater. You know, vouching by the Kiddush. Ooh, I smell the Kugel, you know what I mean? It's already, the physical simcha to be, and you need to be mevorech klal Yisrael has to be b'toich simcha. In Eretz Yisrael, they duchen on Tisha B'Av. What you can't feel in Chutz La'aretz on Yontif by Shachris in simcha until you're going out to the Kiddush, in Chutz La'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, you can feel on Tisha B'Av. Eretz Yisrael has something that's misameach. People know that when people suffer a tragedy and something, they go to Eretz Yisrael, they come back ufkelept. They come back with a new lease on life.
But can you go back and say, you don't duchen on Yom Tov when?
Yom Tov, you can't, you duchen, we only duchen Chutz La'aretz, we only duchen by Musaf.
Because
that's what this says, because not smelling, it's because we're almost going to Kiddush. That's why in Simchas Torah, we could do a Shachris, because they make Kiddush early. We're here, we wait for Musaf because we don't make Kiddush until after, because we skip the laning, whatever it is.
It's still interesting though, because the food that's coming up is a physical pleasure. That's what, should be spiritual.
Well, it doesn't, well, it's true, but so that's, it's even so, but Lamaisa, we know that the physical and the spiritual are connected. And if part of the human mitzius is frustrated or is unhappy or is pained or craving, then it affects everything. So it's the body and soul have to be in sync with this happiness, with this feeling. So Musaf Yontif, by Musaf, that's Shaykh, because we're going to make Kiddush, the body is almost being satisfied, and this, it can have a greater simcha. So, but on Shachris, since it's an hour or two away from the Kiddush, wouldn't be able to do Birchas Kohanim. But in Eretz Yisrael, we do it on Tisha B'Av. So you see that Eretz Yisrael has this koyach of bringing simcha. Anyway, Heviyani al-Beis Hayayin, so he says, the Sipurnu says, that refers to Eretz Yisrael. Again, Yayin meaning Yayin is Samach Levav Enosh, and that refers not to the Ohel Moed, like Rashi learned, but to Eretz Yisrael. Beis Hayayin, Keilo, that's the Mitzudas, I'm sorry. Shehi mokum shel kol tainu gomozin shelo bitzar. Eretz Yisrael is the mokum of kol tainug, of all pleasure and sustenance without tsar. Ki omru zovas cholov udvash. It's flowing with milk and honey. All right, that's what Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be, and that's what Eretz Yisrael really is. And that should remind us that what we have today is not Eretz Yisrael in the fullest sense of the word. It's not Zovas Cholov Udvash, although the Peres Eretz Yisrael are some of the best and the tastiest and the largest and the healthiest of any place in the world. They export them now all over the world. But Lemaisa, the Eretz Yisrael in its ultimate glory is that Zovas Cholov Udvash, and look at the words again, Shumokum Kol Tanu Gumozoin, all pleasure and sustenance, Shelo Bitzar. What could be better? Everything you want, everything you need, all the pleasures of life, and all without pain. That's the expression. And that is Hevian El Beis Hayayin. That's the place of ultimate simcha. In other words, the ultimate simcha, without any hafro, without any interference at all, is that simcha. All of my needs are taken care of. Everything I have, and it's all without any tzar. That's what we look forward to. That's what we had when we went into the Eretz Yisrael and so forth. Okay, v'digloi lehilochim. What's v'digloi olayavo? And his degel, his what do you call them? The flags, but the posters. They had the signs. Each shevet in this olayavo. What does that mean? V'digloi olayavo. What? The banners. That's right. That's what I was looking for. A degel is a banner. Lehilochim, to fight. Olayavo nilcham ba'ad. Be'adenu be'avo ke'omru ki loy bechar bechem yirshu oretz. He says, the degel of Hashem, those banners that we march into Eretz Yisrael, we watch through the Midbar and we march into Eretz Yisrael, is olay avo, is nilcham be'adenu be'avo. He fights us, as we go into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem is fighting for us with love. You're not going to be Yerush Oretz with your sword. It's with the right hand of Hashem and his arm, outstretched arm, and the light. That's because we desired Hashem. We have this relationship with Hashem, and as a product of that love, He leads us into Eretz Yisrael. He fights the battles for us with love. Atem b'nei, okay, that's something else. So here we have a very interesting picture that the Klal Yisrael is now moving on and saying that we're going into Eretz Yisrael and we are going to continue to be the recipients of Hashem's love. In the Midbar, there was love. He gave us the Torah. We had the Irani HaKovod. We had the man at our doorstep. We had Kol Tuv. Now, Eretz Yisrael, there was a fear that when they go into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to come down a level in terms of living b'teva. They had to fight a battle. They have to be kovish Eretz Yisrael. They're not going to have mon min hashamayim. There's not an ani hakovoy. They have to build their own houses. They have to build their own cities. Things are going to be a little bit different. But what the pasuk really says, Hevianu beis hayayin, he brings us into Eretz Yisrael, which is the place of simcha, v'digloi olayavo, and he's going to fight the battles for us. But it's Hashem fighting the battles for us, and it's an expression of His love, and that's what the Sepurnu says, olayavo nilcham ba'adenu be'avo. Hashem fights for us with love. So the Jew is a modern creature, the Jew. Now, it could be that's all because of the Midbar. In fact, they assume that it is. But once we felt the expression of Hashem's love in the Midbar, the Anani HaKovod and the Amud Eish and the Mon and the Be'er and the Slov and Al Pi Hashem Yachanu Al Pi Hashem Yisou, everything was guided and directed, and Simlos Choloi Bolso Me'alecho, clothing, imagine one set of clothing for 40 years, it doesn't soil, it doesn't, you don't outgrow it, you don't, not Shayach, the miraculous existence, which was the ultimate expression of Hashem's love, but that love lingers. And when we go into Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to have to fight battles to be Kovish Eretz Yisrael, they had to fight the Sheva Umois, but we're also going to feel Hashem's love in that too. In other words, when Hashem is with us, maybe based on the blatant experiences of love in the Midbar, but it lingers enough that we can feel Hashem's love in everything that goes on in life. We're fighting a battle. No, Hashem is fighting. Okay, Hashem is fighting. No, Hashem is showing me his love. He's fighting with love. I can be margish in the battle, on the battlefield. I'll be margish Hashem's love. It's like a very uplifting kind of a thing, because that means my whole life and everything I do, the difficult, the easy, the dangerous, it will be permeated with that love of Hashem. It probably derives itself from the love that we felt originally in the Midbar, so we have a memory of it, and it allows us to recognize it and to discover it and to feel it, but that's what it is. And that has to be our life. Our life has to be that we know no matter what I'm doing, Hashem is with me, Hashem is in charge, Hashem makes it happen, and he does it all with love. I don't know if I'm expressing it enough, but what it means that everything, I know everything, Hashem does everything. No, we do it all with love. If you do something with love, you think in the best way possible. The goal is just to make it good for you. It's to make it as easy as possible. That's what he says. That's exactly what he says. Look what he says. Shumokum kol tainu mozon shalei b'tzar. I wanted shalei b'tzar. And when I'm going to fight the battle for you, I'm fighting with love. Lo yibachar b'chem Yerusha. It's not with your swords, no. Yemincho zroacha v'or ponecha kiret sisem. You want Hashem, you have that relationship with him, and he's doing everything for us. It's that we can feel that under any circumstances whatsoever. In fact, it's very appropriate, because we know that in the years of the Golus, which Shlomo HaMelech is prophesying over here, that we have been faced, we continue to be faced with all kinds of dangers and all kinds of battles and all kinds of challenges. And we have to realize that not only is Hashem there taking care of us, but he's taking care of us with love. Imagine that. Every protection, every Ashkocha Pratis. You know, Ashkocha Pratis, okay, I know. But it's an expression. It's based on how much I love you. It's a love that doesn't waver, despite the fact that it may be a little bit more hidden and we have to discover it over here. So that's I think, the point over here. Oh, then he goes on. Avlatem b'nei ho Elohim, sorry ho umos, he says. Now he's talking to the sorry ho umos. Samchuni. Now he turns, the Klal Yisrael turns to the nations of the world. And they say, Samchuni bo ashishois, rapiduni tapuchim, kicholas ava oni. So here this opponent says as follows. Samchuni, it's a lotion of smicho, leaning, you know, lean me, prop me up, Ezruni, help me. The Sipurna says, we're asking the Umayyads to help us. Bashishois. What does it mean, Bashishois? Bikium hamitzos, shaloi yevatluni, gezeroi, so Umayyads, bezet tasu, bishaloi tilmadu aleim schus. So now here, that's the question. This Samchuni Azruni. Atem ben yodim, sorry hu umois, samchuni, azru, help me, I ask the nations of the world to help us. What? Bikium hamitzvus. They shouldn't be mevatel us with gzeirois. In other words, that's what it seems he's saying. We're turning to the umos ha'olam and say, help us with kium hamitzvus. How are the umos going to help us with kium hamitzvus? Don't make all these gzeirois against us. Don't make a gzeirois, we're not allowed to learn, we're not allowed to have Rosh Chodesh, we're not allowed to have Shabbos, we're not allowed to have this. Stay away from these things. This I don't know what that means. Zet, do this without learning on them schus, without being what? To say what? Okay. Zet tasu bishaloi tilmadu aleihem schus. What does that mean? Do this. In other words, not that you're being malamed, I don't know what that means. So let's leave it. Rapiduni betapuchim. Heyu li lekarka kayom. Shlo yitaltaluni bigzeroisom. We ask something else, yeah? Rapiduni means we should be like firm, like the land. That shouldn't make us go with the gzeiros. This is something else that Klal Yisrael has suffered in the in the in the Golus, we've always suffered going from one place to another. You know, Lo Yite Manoach LeKaf Ragleichem. That was one of the nevuahs and one of the curses of the Golus. Wherever the Jews settle in one place, they have to go. They were in England, they had to go to France, Germany, Spain, Portugal. This always out move here. Then they went to Africa. They went here and they get chased out. That's our whole history. You know, that's the whole history. We were on the Lower East Side, then we moved to Williamsburg, then we moved to Crown Heights, then we moved to Flatbush, then we moved to Sheepshead Bay, then we moved to the island, then we moved to moving. That's what it is. You know, that's the history of class. So we say they shouldn't be metaltal as we ask that. But tapuchim b'yoysi osekes b'toyro v'tameh v'reichel. You hear? He says, we ask that because why? Because this tiltul is going to, I'm oisik in Torah, v'tameh v'reicho, in its taste and its fragrance, and therefore I don't want to be moved around. There is a loss, we know, and every time that we move, there's how do you call it? There's this secondary. There's a word for it, or whatever. No. The secondary, there's collateral. That's right. There's collateral damage. Every time we move, you know, oh, now we got to uproot the yeshiva. Oh, it's going to take a month to pack up and a month to settle in and a month here and a month there. Now we got to move again. Then Europe, they had to move from, they had to hide from one place to another. The yeshiva broke up and then they sent one division here and one division there. There were terrible things that went on. So it says because we're oiskim batoira v'tameo v'reicha. And this is very interesting. What don't they want to be disturbed? They're oisik in Torah v'tameho. It's reasons. It's tame Torah v'reicho and its fragrance. Why? What's up with these things? Because Torah is referred to as tapuchim. Rapiduni batapuchim. We ask you that Rapiduni. The idea is we're asking the goyim, please. Don't push us around. Don't send us into golos from one place to another. B'tapuchim, because we are involved with the Torah like tapuchim. Tapuchim have a reyach. Tapuchim have a tam, right? An apple has a good taste, and an apple has a good fragrance. So it seems that the Torah is compared to tapuchim, and why don't we want to move around? Because we don't want to lose this. We're going to lose the Esek HaTorah, V'Tameho, V'Reicho. And it seems that Tameho and Reicho is a critical part of the Torah that we don't want to lose. You know, some people, you know, well, what's the difference? You know, this, you learn, that's all. No, it's the Geshmak is critical. We say a brocha every day, V'Harev, no, make it pleasant. The Torah has to be pleasant. It has to be a pleasurable experience, because that's some want to say, I think the Avni Nezer, I think, says that the reason that's in the brocha because the hanoah is the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to be nene from the Torah. But either whatever that is, whether that's the ikar mitzvah or not, but it's certainly part of it. And that's why he refers to it as tapuchim, because the tameho v'reicheho are very essential ingredients of the Torah that we learn. Okay, and then shecholas avoni. Cholas avoni means I'm sick with this love sickness. Ki omnom kol gzeroisem negdi heim b'shvil ahavosi elokei el yisborach. Oh, he says, because lamaisa, why are they making all these gzeros? They're making all the gzeros because of my love to Hashem. That's what they're against. In other words, they see Klal Yisrael. This is very interesting. Like, what's the source of all this anti-Semitism? What's the source of all this anti-Semitism? You have these Jewish people who are in love with God. They're not in love with him. They are. They understand. Yeah, there's a God in the world. He controls. You have to listen to him. You got to do what he wants. He set a moral standard. You have to behave accordingly. If you steal or cheat or this or that, you can be punished. You know. But these Jewish people, they're not in love with him. No goy ever wrote a book like Shir HaShirim to describe the relationship between Hashem and the and people. This is a uniquely Jew.
Sure?
What?
Are you sure?
Okay, Google it. Yeah. So, no, it's like there's no such thing in the world. A love affair with God. Come on, that's what we have movies for. Well, love affair with God. It's something that's. It's
aren't
it's
Christians all about that?
What?
I'm asking seriously. Aren't Christians all about that?
No, love about love of man. They talk about love. Ava.
But isn't so much how like God loves them no matter what.
That's maybe him, but not their love. Ki choylas ava oni. I am sick. I don't know. Choylas ava oni ki omnam kol gzeiroisem negdi hem b'shvil avosi elokel yisborach. Because I love Hashem. You see that the Jew has a different love. The Jew has an ability to love Hashem under the worst circumstances. It doesn't happen by a goy. Do you know it says? It says that I forgot the posuk that they say it on, but Rashi brings it to his Chazal. That in the Beis Hamikdash, Beisi Beis Tfilah Yikorei L'Cholo Amim. So in the Beis Hamikdash, when a goy would be mispal, he'd be answered immediately, and the Jew wouldn't. Why? Because the goy wouldn't understand. He's not answering me. Oh, something's wrong. Forget it. The good Jew understands. Hashem has chishbonos. Hashem loves us. This is a long-term thing. He has other things that he considers. It's a whole different story. So the goyim, they don't have that sense of relationship that can weather all the storms and withstand anything. Where do you find the persecution of the Jew when you still take his life? You're still standing. He said, you know, the most beautiful picture of Mesiras Nefesh is this the goy, Potocki, what was his name? The one, the Gerd Sedek, what? That's right. The one that it was Gerd Sedek in the time of the Vilna Goyen. And not Shaykh, the Madrigas that he reached. And they describe in the book, I mean, how they know, I don't know, you know, somebody wrote a book, but they describe his dying Al Kiddush Hashem and how they offered him opportunities to live and they enticed him, they tempted him, they had his mother come to him and to talk to him and to this, and nothing. He stood there stoic and frozen and giving his life and wouldn't consider any. It's described so amazingly. I mean, this is the koyach of a Jew. This comes from what? Only from his Avas Hashem. Nothing else could bring that about. There's such an Avas Hashem, such a trust, such a relationship. And that, the goyim see that, and that's what they can't stand. That's the thing they hate the most. Anyway, let's just do one more pause very quickly.
You see the Pope, how wishy-washy
he is. Well, everybody. All right, everybody's wishy-washy.
Okay.
I mean, the whole world is. Anyway, look, just one more thing here. Smoyla tachas haroshi, smoyla shel doidi, my beloved's left hand, haniz kartia tachas haroshi la'akimeini mishiflus golusi. His left hand, his left hand is under me, under my head, to lift me up from the shiflus of this golus. I'm in the golus, I'm suffering, I'm degraded, I'm downtrodden on this, but I feel his hand under my head lifting me up. V'minoi, yamin tzidkoi lo hoishia, techabkeini l'tshua soilomim. And I feel his right hand of his tzedek, his stoko, to save me, techabkeini, and chabik is like a lotion of hugging me, l'tshua soilomim. So Klal Yisrael is suffering in the golus. Suffering in the gulos, we're shiftless, we've been downtrodden, they do what they want, they step on us, it's free fodder for anybody to do whatever they want. And we feel such a shiftless. But at the same time, we feel the shiftless, the relationship with Hashem, that love that Hashem had for Klal Yisrael, and the love that we reciprocate with, gives me that sense that his left hand, is under my head, propping it up. I'm downtrodden. But the left hand is under my head, and the right hand, he's tichapkeni. He's hugging me. He's chibuk lechua soilomim, and I feel that at the very moment that I'm lying downtrodden, I feel the right hand of Hashem hugging me. That's a romantic expression. I feel a romantic. I mean, it's a romantic picture. The left hand under my head, the right hand hugging me, and what do I feel? The left hand is elevating me from my shiftless, and the right hand is hugging me and promising me and assuring me and inspiring me that there's going to be a tshua soilomim, that Klal Yisrael will be saved permanently, the Mashiach will come, the Klal Yisrael will survive, the whole world will be buried under, and will continue to flourish. And a Jew can feel this in the midst of the shiftless of the Golus. So it's an amazing picture. Imagine the downtrodden. We look at the pictures of the downtrodden Jew. We see the pictures. He's down on the floor. The Nazis are kicking him. And you know, these pictures, we've seen all of them. That you see, there were terrible pictures like that. But what does he feel? Or what can he feel? Or what should he feel? Or what does he feel on some level? He feels the left hand of Hashem propping his head up, that the Nazi is stepping down on his face and going like this. And Hashem's left hand is propping me like this, and he's hugging me with the right hand and saying, this is all part of a systematic plan that's going to bring about Shua Selomim. If we can feel that in the difficulties of the Golas, we got it made.